As a young girl, Sophie Hardcastle was completely in love with the world, but she felt most alive when she was surfing at sea. This all changed, though, when her brain betrayed her at 17 and she fell into a deep depression. At one point, Sophie tried to take her own life. Her family and friends rallied behind her and she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Now Sophie is 21 and sharing the long road to healing in her memoir, Running Like China. She hopes it will offer some relief to the one in five Australians who have a mental illness. Sophie Hardcastle spoke to The Wire's Melissa LaHood about her new book.
I wanted to start writing this book because suicide is the leading cause of death for young Australians, and it's a tragedy, but it's also unacceptable because there's so much that we can do.
In the book, you talk about how mental illness, this topic, is so taboo. We often in society don't talk about it, and when we do, we go about it the wrong way. What do you think about the way that society approaches mental illness?
I think that we don't have enough education. I mean, even in schools, when I was growing up, I hardly heard about it at all. It's just a very brief topic that we go through in PDHPE. It's the not knowing that scares people the most. And when we don't know about things, you do start seeing things in a very negative light. And for my mum, for instance, she was angry because she didn't know what was going on and she couldn't help me and felt helpless, and that terrified her, but it also made her angry, and that really put a lot of tension in our relationship.
Then I read that as she started to do research, and I think she spoke to your psychologist and she started to understand, it kind of changed her viewpoint a little bit, took away some of the fear maybe?
Yeah, absolutely, and as her fear went away, she was able to empathise, and that was huge for me, and it really solidified our relationship and brought us back together.
In the book, you mentioned that you spent some time in hospital, and three friends in particular, they really put you at ease by making you laugh and just being silly. And that contrasted with a lot of other people who came to visit you who they were well-meaning, but they kind of felt awkward. They didn't know what to say. What's the best thing they could do for people experiencing mental illness?
I think to listen wholeheartedly, because it's okay not to have all of the answers. I mean, we're not professionals. If someone came to me for advice, I'm not a professional and wouldn't have all of the answers. The best thing that I can do is to listen to somebody and really listen to them and empathize with them. Not to make it trivial by laughing about it, but to make light of a situation gives hope and it empowers people. My friends were being silly with me, and it took us above the tragedy that it was, and it took us above the sadness, and it was that case where, you know, you either laugh or you cry.
Although you write about very difficult subjects in your book, I found it easy to read because of the beautiful way that you write it, especially using the ocean as a metaphor for what you're going through. Can you tell me a bit about your connection with nature and how that has helped you to heal?
I think it's the fact that nature is so raw. It really brings you back down to earth. It's almost primal, this connection with nature, and that was what it was for me. It just stripped me back and reminds you of who you are and where you come from.
And do you still go surfing?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm surfing almost every day.
A friend once said to you that you should try harder to be happy and that it's kind of in your head. How did that make you feel?
It was so invalidating when he said that. I was so insulted. It really just trivialised everything that I was going through. And then it does put doubts in your head where you're thinking, am I weird? I mean, it is in your head and you can't see it. And so having those self-doubts just adds to the confusion. And then it's so hard to separate your own thoughts from thoughts that are arising because of this illness. And I also find it so ironic people telling me that it's all in my head, because it is. It's a chemical imbalance in my head, and it shouldn't be taken any less seriously than somebody having a stone in their kidney or a tumour.
In the book, you mentioned that you followed the advice of a naturopath and completely changed the way that you ate, and that helped you to absorb your medication a lot better. How big of a role do you think food and lifestyle plays in helping to manage mental health?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, we only have one nervous system, and everything in your body is connected. The mind is not separate to the body, it is in the body, and it's so vital to approach mental health from all angles.
China is your nickname, and in the past you've sort of taken on that identity to protect yourself from the dangers of being Sophie and having a mental illness. There were times when you were on the road to recovery that you would try and tell yourself that that was you in the past, but then you realized that it will always be a part of you and that you've kind of got to go with the flow, and that sort of made when you do relapse easier for you.
Having the self-awareness.
I think you said that it's kind of like the weather. You can't change it, so why try and fight it?
Yeah, absolutely. Dance in the rain. I think China, for a while, it was a very easy way to deny what I'd gone through. And when I did relapse, it was a very rude shock. And it really forced me to reevaluate what bipolar was. And it was the first time that I did come to accept that this was going to be something that I was going to have to deal with for the rest of my life. But it doesn't define me. And it, even though I do have to deal with this, it doesn't stop me from living a full and rich and happy life.
Author Sophie Hardcastle speaking to Melissa LaHood about her book Running Like China, which is published by Hatchet Australia. If you have any concerns about yourself and others, you can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.